Jnanjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kaupa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaye Vaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasariko Advaita Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare So we were hearing in the 14th chapter how the three modes of material nature keep everyone entangled.
我们已经听到了《国家梵歌》的第14章，你物质自然三形态是怎样使每一个生物束缚在这个物质世界里。
Now we're going to go on to chapter 15.
现在我们要阅读到第15章。
And we're going to hear in the first, we're going to hear in the 15th chapter, Lord Krishna is going to give an example about how we're entangled in a big tree.
那么在第15章我们会听说到至尊的守神 Krishna, 他是怎么描述了有一棵树，这棵榕树，巨大的榕树，是怎样把每一个人束缚在这个世界上的。
So this 15th chapter, Krishna is giving the example, comparing our entanglement in the material world to being caught in a big tree, a banyan tree.
那么在这里，至尊一个守神给出了一个例子，一棵榕树的例子。那么就比喻这个物质世界，把每个人都束缚在这棵树上。
So when you see the banyan tree has branches going into the ground.
那么这棵榕树呢，它的根枝是向下的，根是向上的。So
this tree of the material world is like that. It has the root up and the branches down.
那么这棵世界被比喻作这棵榕树，这棵榕树呢是根朝上，枝朝下。You
can read that first verse.
第15章第1节，至尊一个守神说，有一颗不朽不腐的榕树，根向上，枝向下，叶子就是伟达赞歌。认识这棵树的人，就认识伟达诸经。So
we want you all to come to know this tree.
所以我们想让大家每个人都了解这棵树。Then
you will know the Vedas.
这样你就能够了解伟达经。
So where the tree is described, the root is up and the branches are down.
那么这棵榕树呢，被描作是根朝上，枝朝下。
Try to imagine.
你可以想一想。
If I take your feet and we hang you upside down.
那么你们可以想象这个，如果我抓住你的两只腿，两个两只脚，把你往上一提，你的脚朝上，头朝下。
Ah, is it very nice? You feel comfortable?
你这样感觉。 会不错吗？会很舒服吗？
No, not comfortable.
你会一点都不舒服的。
So in the same way, this material world is not a comfortable place.
所以同样的，这个物质世界也不是一个让人感觉到舒服的地方。
Yeah. We're in this position.
我们就是处在这样的情况下。
So we should understand the creation is coming from the spiritual world.
所以呢，我们应该了解到。 创造是来自于灵性世界的。And
this material world is like the reflection of the spiritual world.
那么这个物质世界呢，就像是灵性世界的倒影。
Just like if you are in the desert, sometimes when you're in the desert, there's no water. Then sometimes you see a mirage, you imagine there's water.
有的时候，当一个人在沙漠里走的时候，那里没有一滴水。 但是你会能够看到海市蜃楼, 好像是有水,
but there's no water, it's only illusion.
但是那里实际上是没有水的, 只是一种幻象。
But that illusion in itself tells us that there is water, but not in this place, not in the desert, in another place.
但是呢, 这个幻象却告诉我们说, 有水, 但是呢, 不是在这个里, 而是在别的地方, 不是在沙漠里, 而是在别的地方。
In the same way, in this material world, we're imagining there is happiness.
所以同样的, 在这个物质世界里, 我们想象着这个地方是有快乐, 有幸福的。
There is happiness, but it's not in this material world.
的确是有幸福快乐, 但是呢, 这个幸福快乐不在这个物质世界里。
We have to go to the spiritual world.
我们必须要去到灵性世界, 在那里有幸福快乐。
To give another example,
还有你举一个另外一个例子,
you may have a job,
你会有一个工作,
and you don't like your job,
但是呢, 你却不喜欢这份工作,
many people are in that position.
所以很多人都是在这种情况,
you know, they get a job, they're working in some job, but they don't like it very much. It's not very happy, they don't like the people there.
人们有很多工，有自己的工作，然后他们每天去上班去工作，但实际上呢，他们又不喜欢自己的工作，他们也不喜欢工作的那个环境当中的人。
But you cannot give up the job.
但是你却不能够放弃这份工作。
Because then you have nothing to do.
要不然你干什么呢？你没什么事可干了。
And you cannot maintain yourself.
这样你就不能够维持自己。
But if you find a better job, then you can give up the job.
但是如果你找到更好的一份工作，这样你就可以放弃目前的这份工作了。
So in the same way, we're in this material world.
所以同样的，我们在这个物质世界里。If
we simply give up the material world,
如果你只仅仅是放弃这个物质世界的话，that
is not perfection.
但是这还不完美。Yeah. 这不是完美。Yeah,
I'm tired of this material life. I'm giving it all up.
我在这个物质世界里腻味了，我想放弃这个物质世界。
But what are you going to do?
但是你放弃了以后要做什么呢？
Sometimes people they have this idea, I'm going to give up everything, I'm just going to stop everything.
有些人这么想，我准备放弃一切事情，我准备什么都不做了。
What are they going to do?
但是那你要做什么呢？
Oh, for some time it's very nice.
但有的时候这样好像很好。
I know, oh, I can stay at home all day, I can eat and sleep all I want.
有的时候你会觉得还不错, 我可以一天到晚待在家里,整天吃吃喝喝,睡觉。
I can watch television when I like, I can read the books I always wanted to read.
我可以想做什么做什么,看电视,读书,等等。
But after some time, then you think, oh, maybe I'll find another job.
但是呢,过了一段时间,你会想,我要去找另外一份工作。
So, we're in this material world. We're looking for some alternative to this material world.
所以呢，我们在这个物质世界里， 我们在这个物质世界里总是在寻找
We're looking for another world to go and live in.
所以呢，我们总是想找到另外一个世界可以居住的地方。
We know we're not happy in this world.
我们现在在这个物质世界里并不幸福快乐。
So where to go?
所以呢，我们想，我们应该去哪呢？
So some people, just like Krishna is giving the example about the tree, some people are in the tree and they go to another branch in the tree.
那么就像 Krishna 在这里举的例子，榕树的例子，人们就在这棵树上的，从这棵枝上跳到另外一棵枝上。
There are many branches in the banyan tree. They can be very big.
这棵榕树非常的巨大，上面有很多的树枝。
We have a banyan tree. If you go to the in Calcutta, there's one place in Calcutta, they have a banyan tree. It's hundreds of years old.
如果你去加尔各答，那里有一棵榕树，这棵榕树有上百年了，数百年了。
It's so big, it covers a huge area.
这棵树非常的大，它覆盖的面积非常大。
So many branches in the ground.
这棵树有很多的树枝。
So We're in this tree of the material world.
所以呢，我们就是在这样的一棵榕树，在这样的一棵树上，这个树，这个物质世界就比喻为这棵榕树。
And we're going from one branch to another branch.
我们在这棵树上，从一棵树枝上跳到另外一棵树枝上。
Oh, I don't like this branch. That branch will be better.
然后我想，这棵树枝不好，那棵树枝应该比这个好。
That's not the best thing to do.
但实际上并不是这样，不是那棵树更好。
Because all the branches in the tree are in this material world.
因为树枝上的所有，因为这棵树上的所有树枝，实际上还是在这个物质世界里。
We have to get out of this tree of the material existence.
我们必须要从这个物质存在的榕树上超脱出来。
But how do we get out?
但是怎么样超脱出来呢？
There are so many branches.
那棵榕树上有那么多树枝。
You go sometimes in the tree, you don't even see the light. It's just dark everywhere.
你甚至在这棵树里面都不能够看到阳光，因为这棵树太密集了，里面全都是黑暗，漆黑一片。
So how to get out from this tree?
所以那怎么样从这棵树里面摆脱出来呢？
You have to get a big axe to cut the tree.
你必须要拿一颗大斧子把这棵树给砍了。
What is the axe to cut out?To cut our way out from the tree. What is this axe?
那么那把斧子是什么？那把把这棵树砍掉的斧子是什么？
This is detachment.
那么这把斧子就是弃绝。
Yeah, we need to cultivate this detachment from material sense gratification.
所以我们必须要培养我们对这个物质世界的感官享乐的弃绝，弃绝感官享乐。
嗯 ，So, By taking up Krishna consciousness, we will naturally detach ourselves.
那么通过修习 Krishna 知觉，我们就会自然而然地做到弃绝。
If we are attracted to Krishna consciousness, we won't think of enjoying the material world.
如果我们不修习 Krishna 知觉的话，我们就会想去享受这个物质世界。
Krishna consciousness.Will overcome all the attractions of the material world.
Krishna 知觉会帮助我们克服对这个物质世界的所有的吸引。
So, Krishna explains the nature of this tree in text 2.
那 Krishna 就在第二世界里面描述了这棵树的本性。这棵树的枝丫受物质自然三形态滋养，上下伸展。细枝就是感官对象，这棵树也有上下生长的根，受人类社会的功利性活动的捆绑。
So you can understand how big this tree is. You don't know where it begins or where it ends.
所以你可以知道，了解到这棵树是多么的庞大，你都不知道它的出处在哪，它的终点在哪。
So.The root of the tree is coming from Brahmaloka.
那么这棵树的根是从 Brahma， 它的根在 Brahmaloka.
And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada also explains that this earth planet is the place where we get our karma.
那么在这个要旨里面，Srila Prabhupada说，我们这个星球就是 karma 之地，地球是 karma 之地。
We were saying there are different parts of the tree, higher branches and lower branches.
我们可以看到这个树有高的地，有高较高的处地方，有较高的地高较低的地方。
Just like there are higher planets in the universe where the demigods live.
就像是这个宇宙里面有高等星球，那里居住的半神人。
Where there's lots of sense enjoyment.
在那里有很多的感官享乐。
Can live a very long time.
在高等星球可以住很长时间，生可以长，活很长时间。
And there are also lower planets.
但是这个宇宙当中也有低等的星球。
There are bodies like animals and plants.
那里有这个像这样动物、像植物这样的生物体。
These kinds of bodies are lower. They're low branches in the tree.
那么这像这样的呢？像这样的地方就是这个树的下部。
But the human form of life, this is in the earth planet where on the earth planet where we are earning our karma.
那么人呢，就生活在这个中等星球上的地球上。那么这个中等星球呢，就是卡玛之地。
The animals, they're suffering their karma.
那么在那里，动物呢，他们从他们的这个卡玛当中，因为受苦于他们的卡玛。
And the demigods, they're enjoying their karma.
而半神人呢，他们享受他们的卡玛。
And we are here earning our karma.
但是我们在这里是赚取我们的 karma。
By our activities, by our behavior, we will get the results in our future lives.
所以呢，我们是通过我们的活动，通过我们的行为，在将来会得到某一个结果。
We do good deeds, we can elevate ourselves to higher planets in the material world.
我们可以这么做，我们可以这么行为，我们的行为导致可以将来你会到高等星球上去。
But when that karma runs out, then you come back again.
但是你到高等星球上的这个卡玛结束之后，你还会返回到这个地球上。
Come back to this earth planet.
还会返回到这个地球上。
And do more work, earn more karma.
这样呢，你就会再去做更多的活动，赚得更多的卡玛。
So this material world is always just a temporary place.
所以呢，这个物质世界都是短暂之地。
We're moving about in different parts of this tree of the material existence.
所以呢，我们在这棵物质存在的榕树上，到处游弋。
Krishna explains more about it in texts 3 and 4.
Krishna 在第三四世节讲描述了对这棵榕树描述的更多。这棵树的真正形体在这个世界无法知觉。谁也不知道这棵树终于哪里，始于哪里，根基在哪里。然而，人必须意志坚定地以不执着为武器，砍倒这棵根深蒂固的树。然后，你要寻找一处，到达后永不反悔，永不回返，而且在那里皈依至尊歌守神。至尊歌守神是万缘之始源，而且自太初以来就是万缘延伸之源，万物延展之源。
So, Prabhupada explains how we can develop this detachment.
帕帕在这里解释了我们怎么样去培养不执着。
In the second paragraph of the purport, the second sentence.
在要旨的第二段第二句里面。
Therefore, one must learn detachment by discussion of spiritual science based on authoritative scriptures.And one must hear from persons who are actually in knowledge.
这里帕帕说，因此一个人必须通过讨论，以权威圣典为基础的灵性科学学习，气诀。他需聆听真正有知识的人所说的话。 大家不要说话，好好听。
So this is important. This is why we're studying the scriptures. Just like this week, we've been studying, going through Bhagavad Gita.
这就是为什么我们要学习经典，就像是这个礼拜我们学习《博迦梵歌》一样。
If we go through these books, Prabhupada worked so hard to write the books for us.
如果你们学习这部经典《圣典博迦瓦坛》的话，你就会了解到帕帕他是多么辛勤的工作去撰写这部著作。
Not only for us to sell them, but to read them carefully.
他写这本书并不是让我们去派。不仅仅是让我们去派，而是不仅仅是让我们留着放在那，而是让我们去阅读它。
Don't just keep the books and don't read them.
不要只是留着这本书而不看。
We must make a program just like we read every day. Try to make a program just like you chant every day. Try to also read every day.
所以就像是你每天念诵一样，同样的，你每天都应该去阅读这本书。
Wherever you go, take a book with you.
无论你走到哪里，都应该带着书。
Keep a book, just like you ladies all carry a bag. Keep a book in your bag.
所以呢，就像是你走，无论你走到哪里，总是带着包一样，你走到哪里都得带着这本书。
Yeah. Before you were devotees, you were just keeping your makeup and things.
因为你是一个奉献者。
你做奉献是以前那个时候，你就能有打扮的东西。
哦，就像你走哦，耶， 就像是你做奉献者以前身边总是带着一些化妆品一样。
But now you're devoted, you have to keep your bead bags with you.
但是现在你做了奉献者了，你每天都带着你的念珠。
And you should have a book with you.
那同样的，你也应该带着你的书。
So many of you, you come from far away, so it takes time. You can keep a book with you when you're in the bus or in the train. You can be reading.
这样有些人从很远的地方到这里来，这样你如果你带着书的话，你就在路上去读这些。
You have to read all of Prabhupada's books in this lifetime.
必须在这一生阅读完希拉帕帕德所有的专著著作。
And you're getting older.
当你年老的时候。
But you have to read all the books.
虽然你现在慢慢老了，但是你必须要去读帕帕写的所有的书。
And after you've read them one time, you have to read them again.
当你读完所有这些书读了一遍之后，你要读第二遍。
Yeah, you have to keep reading them.
所以要继续不停地读。
We have to get attached to this knowledge.
我们必须要依附这样的知识。
And then we will get detached from the material world.
这样才能够弃绝这个物质世界。
The more you hear about Krishna, the more you will cut your way out of the tree of material existence.
如你越是有具有 Krishna 知觉，你越能够砍掉这个物质世界的榕树。
You develop the axe of detachment.
所以呢，我们要培养这颗弃绝的斧子，发展。
And we do this by studying Prabhupada's books.
那怎么做到这一点呢？通过阅读希拉帕帕德的书籍。
Prabhupada especially says discussion of spiritual science.
帕帕在这里尤其说到了讨论灵性科学。
More important than just reading on your own is to discuss with the devotees.
那么比自己阅读书籍经典更重要的是，应该和奉献者一起讨论这门科学。
Some of our devotees are doing very nice service on the internet preaching.
有些人通过网络进行传教，做很好的服务。
Yeah, now in the winter it's very cold, they don't want to go out much, but you can sit at home and you can meet people all over the country.
那么现在冬天来了，越来越冷了，但是你可以待在家里，通过网络和全世界的奉献者认识。
One devotee, I met one young lady in another city, and she was telling me she was going out to distribute books, but then...It was so many difficulties. People were taking the books away from her, and that. So then she got a computer and she started to go on the internet.
那么，我在网上认识到了一个奉献者，她是另外一个城市的女奉献者。她呢，就是特别努力的到外面去派书，但是呢，她遇到了一些困难。然后后来呢，她就在家里面通过网络。在电脑上认识了很多的奉献者。
Yeah, she told me every day 30 to 50 people she can meet and talk to them about Krishna.
她每天在通过网络，每天可以认识到30到50个奉献者，告诉他们向他们传播 Krishna 知觉。
Yeah, she will just type in Hare Krishna, 你好。
她只是打那个电脑打字 Hare Krishna, 你好。
And then there was.Hare Krishna 是什么 ？What is Hare Krishna？
然后对方就问 Hare Krishna 是什么？什么是 Hare Krishna？
Start telling them, she will tell them.
然后呢？结果这个女孩子她就会告诉他们什么是 Hare Krishna。
Yeah, we have many devotees that who are doing this every day.
有很多奉献者每天都这么做，在网络上传教。
And they're meeting many new people.
他们遇到了很多的新人。
It's nice if you have time, you can do this.
如果你有时间的话，也可以这么做。
Now we're very pleased. The many of even though the ladies are older ladies, not so young, but they learn to use the computer very easily.
是，即便现在也有很多老人，他们越来越老了，但是他们也很容易学会了电脑。
Yeah, not difficult.
所以学电脑不是一件难事儿。
Mm-hmm. And they're doing good preaching.
因为通过电脑可以做很好的传教。
So Krishna is explaining about this tree in these first five verses.
那么 Krishna 呢，通过在第三、第四世节更深入的描述了这棵树。
Lord Krishna mentions that one should be anxious to get out from this tree.
那么 Krishna 在这里说，一个人必须要渴望从这棵树上摆脱出来。
In text 3 and 4, it was mentioned, one must seek out that place from which, having gone, one never returns.
那么 Krishna 在这里说，当一个人从这棵树上，他说，然后你要找到一处，到达后永不回返。
You go some place. It's so nice. You don't come back.
你要去到一个非常好的地方。你去到那个地方以后，你再也不想回来了。
Just like I come to China, I don't go back to my country.
就像是我一到中国来，我就不想回到我的国家了。
China is so nice. Why go to England? A horrible place.
中国太好了，英国简直是糟透了。
China is so nice.
中国太好了，太棒了。
Om Pariswami also says the same thing.
我们帕里斯瓦米他也这么说。
Yeah, we want to die here.
我们想在，我们想死在中国。
Just like you hear about people hear about America or Australia.
就像是你听到，有一些人说美国或者是澳大利亚。
So they want to go there.
就像是有一些人，他们疯狂的想去美国，疯狂的想去澳大利亚，所以他们去到了美国和澳大利亚。
So in the same way, we should be thinking, we should be fascinated, we should be thinking about the spiritual world.
所以呢，我们必须要一而再、再而三的想灵性世界。
Yeah, just like you know, people they're so they some people are so they're so fast. I would love to go to America. I would love to go to England. Oh, we would love to go to Goloka to the spiritual world.
就像是有一些人，他们总是在想着我要去美国，我要去澳大利亚。所以同样的奉献者应该总是想着我应该去 Goloka Vrindavan
go to even Vaikuntha I don't mind
即便是去 Vaikuntha 也我也不在乎我也不
知道 and if we go there we will never come back
一旦你去了那个地方你再也不想回来了
肯定啊
肯定
肯定
Of course, we should be compassionate on the fallen soul.
当然了，我们应该对堕落的灵魂充满怜悯之心。
Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with Vasudev Datta.
主切坦尼亚对 Vasudev Datta 非常的满意。
Vasudev Datta pleaded. He asked Lord Chaitanya, "Please let me take all the karma for the fallen souls. I will stay here. Let them go back to God."
那么 Vasudeva Datta 向主 Chaitanya 祈祷说：“主啊，请你让我一个人去承担所有的那些生物体的 karma， 不好的 karma， 让我一个人待在这个物质世界，让所有的其他的生物回归守神。”
So Lord Chaitanya was so pleased. This is really devotee.
所以主 Chaitanya 听了以后非常的满意，这才是真正的奉献者。
Yeah.Let the others go back to Godhead. I will stay in suffering.
让其他人回归守神吧。我一个人在这里受苦。
So, still, Prabhupada encourages both points of view. Prabhupada encourages both ways of thinking.
帕帕他也是从这两个方面去激励的。
That sometimes we, you know, we should be thinking about going to the spiritual world and never come back again.
所以我们有的时候也想的，我们也想的回归守神，再也不回到这个物质世界。
And we should also be thinking how to deliver the fallen soul.
同时呢，我们也应该去想怎么样去拯救堕落的灵魂。
So. Oh, in the fifth verse, Krishna describes something about the spiritual world.
在第五十节 Krishna 描述了有关灵性世界的事情。
He describes first of all what's the qualification to go there。
那么首先呢，他描述了一个人去到灵性世界首先要具有的资格。
You see, we have to be pure。
我们必须要纯净。
We have to give up pride。
我们必须要放弃骄傲。
Yeah, in the Sanskrit, it's mentioned jita sanga dosha.
在梵文里面被称为 jita sanga dosha.
Jita sanga dosha means giving up these faults. We have many faults in our character.
所以呢，我们的品质上有很多的错误。
What is it due to bad association?
而导致这些不好的品质的是因为。有不洁的涟漪。
Yeah, Krishna is speaking here in this verse about the importance of good association.
所以呢 ，Krishna 在这里讲述了好的涟漪是多么的重要。
Yeah, he mentions we have to give up false association.
在这里提到了我们应该放弃错误的涟漪。
A devotee will give up association of the material.
一个奉献者，他会放弃和物质世界的联系联谊。
Lord Chaitanya was asked how to recognize a devotee.
主 Chaitanya 他问了，怎么样去认出一个奉献者来呢
？He said, "Asat sangatyag, evaishnavacha." A devotee gives up association of the asat, the material.
那么。主持人家说一个奉献者他会放弃和 Asat 的联谊，就是和这个物质世界的联谊。
Yeah, we have to associate with the devotees.
我们必须和奉献者联谊。
Not with the materialists.
而不是和物质主义者联谊。
Yeah, Rupa Goswami mentions and teach in Nectar of Instruction.
主 Rupa Goswami 在《奉爱的甘露》里面。
He says,If you want to make advancement, give up the association of non-devotees.
那如果你想取得进步的话，必须要放弃和非奉献者的联谊。
And associate with devotees.
而且应该和奉献者联谊。
Association is very important.
所以联谊是非常重要的。
And we should not associate with the modes of nature also.
而且我们也不应该和物质自然形态联谊。
We associate with the material modes, and we start to think in material ways.
如果我们和物质自然形态联谊的话，我们就会以物质的方式去思考。
We start to think, I'm young, or I'm old.
我们就会想，我还比较年轻，我现在老了。
Or I'm rich, or I'm poor.
我比较穷，我比较富有，或者是我比较穷。
We are thinking in different material ways.
这样我们就会以各种物质的方式去思考。
This is due to association with the modes of nature.
之所以这么想呢，就是因为和物质自然形态、物质能量联系联谊的原因。
If we associate with the material nature, we will not associate with Krishna.
如果我们和物质自然联谊的话，我们就不会和 Krishna 联谊。
We have to give up all these desires.
所以我们必须要放弃所有的这些欲望。
Then we can go back to Godhead.
这样才能够回归守神。
It is not an easy thing to go back to Godhead.
那么回归守神是不容易想着回归守神的。
Don't think just because I'm initiated, I'll go back to Godhead.
不要想着啊，我现在启迪了，我肯定回归守神。
No, we have to get free of material desires.
但不是这样的，我们必须要从物质的欲望当中摆脱出来。
And some people say, "Well, I don't have material desire, but I desire for my grandchildren."
那人们就说我没有物质欲望，但是呢，我渴望得到孙子。
啊？
不
是渴望得到孙子。
我依附我的，我想着我的孙子，但是我想着我的孙子。
是我的孙。我自己没有欲望，可是我的孙子的欲望应该
哦满足哦。我自己没有物质欲望，但是
我希望
我的
得到他的欲望。
但是我希望我的孙子能够满足他的物质欲望。
Yeah, my grandchildren, they should get a nice husband or they should get a nice education.
我的那个孙女儿应该得到好的丈夫，应该有受到好的教育。
You know, material desires are not just only for us, but for the whole family.
这个物质欲望不仅仅是对我而言，是对整个家族而言的。
We have to give up all these desires.
我们必须要放弃所有的这些欲望。
We have to associate, we have to connect with Krishna.
我们必须要和Krishna联系上。
Because we want to go back to Godhead.
因为Krishna想让我们回归守神。
But to go back to Godhead, we have to be pure.
但是呢，要回归守神，我们必须要变得纯净。
We have to be just like the Brahman. We have to be without any material quality.
我们必须要放弃所有的那些物质的品质，应该到达Brahman。
So, in this verse, text 5, all the qualifications to go back to Godhead are mentioned.
所以呢，在第十节五里面描述了回归守神所要具有的品质。
They have finished, they've given up material lust.
必须要放弃物质的色欲。
And they're not affected by the happiness and distress.
而且应该不受痛苦和快乐的影响。
They know how to surrender to the Supreme Person.
而且应该知道怎么样去皈依、臣服至尊歌手神。
Then can enter into the spiritual world.
这样才能够进入灵性世界。
If we have even a tiny material desire, we have to come back again in this world.
即便是还有一丁点的物质欲望，我们也要回到这个物质世界里来。
If you are still thinking there's some happiness in this world, you will come back again.
如果你想到这个物质世界里有幸福快乐可言，那么你还会回到这个物质世界。
We must not be attached to this world.
我们必须要弃绝这个物质世界。
Prabhupada said, just like if you are in the salt mine,
盐矿，就像是你有一个盐矿。
So if you're in the salt mine, even you have ten nai fan, you have a nice sweet rice, or you have some ten nai ping, sweet, simply wonderful, some nice sweet. But even if you're in the salt mine, everything tastes salty.
就像是你在一个盐矿里面，即便你身边有这个甜奶饭或者是其他的甜点，但是呢。 因为你身处在这个盐矿里，所以品尝到的东西全都是咸的。So
material world, even though you may make it look very nice, it's a miserable place.
所以这个同样的，这个物质世界，即使是看上去很好，但实际上它是痛苦的地方。Don't
be attached to this world.
所以呢，不要去依附这个物质世界。
Prabhupada said, just like you go in the public toilet.
就像是你去那个公共的地方，公共厕所一样。
You know, in China or in India, not very nice.
你知道在中国的这个公共厕所和印度的公共厕所都不太干净，都不太好。
So you just do your business and get out.
所以呢，你就是在那里上完厕所完了以后就出来。
You don't hang around there, read the newspaper, talk to people.
你不会蹲在那里看报纸。
You know, you don't want to enjoy the air.
你不会特别就是享受在厕所里的空气。
You know, you just want to get out.
你去了那个地方就想很快就出来。
You have to see this world like that.
所以呢，我们应该看这个物质世界，也应该像看公共厕所一样。Yeah,
we want to get out from this world.
我们应该从这个物质世界里摆脱出来。Of
course, we're making it very nice. We try to make this world very nice for ourselves.
当然呢，我们在这个物质世界里总是想为自己安排的更好，安排的很好。On
the first of November, there will be heating.
啊，就像你想，总是排行第一，没。
十一月一号开始有暖气，就是现在天暖了，十一月一号有暖气。啊，yeah, so we'll be comfortable.
这样呢，你就会舒服一些。We'll
enjoy.
这样你就会享受一点。
But still, It's the material world. It's a place of suffering.
但是实际上这还是这个物质世界, 它是一个让人痛苦的地方。
We have to become attached to Krishna.
我们必须一定要去依附 Krishna.
We want to go there and be with Krishna.
我们应该渴望地去到和 Krishna 在一起。
Take part in Krishna's pastimes in Goloka.
我们应该参与 Krishna 在 Goloka 的逍遥时光。
They're having eternal parties going on there.
在 Goloka 有永恒的 party 晚会。 有永恒的晚会，永恒的宴会。
So they're having a good time. Everybody's enjoying there.
在那里时光总是非常美好，每个人在那里都非常快乐。
You don't have to worry about losing your job.
在灵性世界里，你不用担心自己会失业。
So the spiritual world, Krishna is going on to tell us about the spiritual world. Text 6.
所以第六世界, Krishna 就讲述了灵性世界。
Now in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna only speaks very little about the spiritual world.
在博迦梵歌里, Krishna 对灵性世界只是做了稍微的描述。
He spoke a little in the 8th chapter.
他在第八章描述了一点灵性世界。
One verse.
其中有一个世界。
Now here's another verse.
这里是另外一个世界,
telling us about the spiritual world.
讲述的是灵性世界。
Somebody called up the other day, they wanted to know, what is the spiritual world like?
那么有些人他们想想,灵性世界看上去是什么样呢?
So here it's described for us in the Bhagavad Gita text 6.
在这里呢,第15章第6世节,就为我们描述了灵性世界是什么样。 我至高无上的居所,不由日月照耀。 也不用火电照明，到了那里的人就永远不重返这个物质世界。Oh,
just imagine how nice.
你就想一想，打开你的想象力。No
electricity bill.
在那里没有火，没有电，没有电费，不需要付电费。 在那里不用付电费。
No need, you don't need electricity.
在那里没有必要有电。
You don't even need the sun or the moon.
甚至在那里都用不着月亮和太阳。
And it's not cold.
在那里也不冷。
They're very happy, they're very comfortable there.
在那里非常人们非常的快乐，让人很舒适。
No problem of overpopulation.
在那里没有人口增长的问题，人口过剩的问题。
And there's a lot more people there than in the material world.
而在这个物质世界里，人特别的多，人口过剩。
Yeah, much more than here in this material world.
而且在灵性世界里的人比在物质世界里的人要多多了。
Yeah, we're, you know, just like in China, we know there are prisons. So there's a small percentage of people in the prison house. A small number of people, not many people. Most people are free.
大多数人都是不在监狱里待的，都是自由的。
And the same way, this material world, we are all the prisoners.
但是同样的，在物质世界里的人全都是犯人。Most
of the people, most living entities live in the spiritual world.
实际上，大部分的生物体全都住在灵性世界。They
don't come to this place.
他们没有来到这个物质世界。Just
like we don't want to go and see the prison.
就像是我们不想去到监狱一样。And
people get out of the prison, they don't want to go back.
而且从监狱里出来的人以后，他再也不想回到监狱了。So
in the same way, then the people in the spiritual world, they don't want to come to this place.
所以同样的，从这个物质世界里出去的人，再也不想回到这个物质世界了。But
sometimes Krishna is very merciful, and he will ask sometimes his devotee to come.
但是呢，主 Krishna 是如此的仁慈，他会请求他的奉献者来到这个物质世界。And
sometimes Krishna himself will come.
而且 Krishna 他有的时候也亲自到来。
Because he's concern for all those souls who are in this material world. He comes to attract us to go back to him. Just like a father may have a son. And the son doesn't want to come home. The young boy goes away from home and he leaves his father, never goes to see his parents.
然后这个儿子呢, 从家里逃出来了,
now the father is a rich man, he has a big house, he has business, money.
他的父亲呢, 是一个很富有的人, 他有豪宅, 有很多钱。
But the son goes away, no, I want to be independent.
但是这个儿子呢, 却从家里逃走了, 出走了, 离家出走, 他想独立。
And the son is, he cannot find a job, he can't make any money, he's very poor.
而这个儿子呢, 出来以后呢, 他没有找到任何的工作, 他非常, 他没有工作, 他没有钱。
He's having a very hard life.
所以他生活呢, 特别的艰难。
The father is always thinking, if only my son will come home.
然后这个父亲就想, 如果我的儿子, 他回来的话, 只要他回来,
then I could help him, I can do things for him.
这样呢, 我就能够帮助他, 我就会他, 为他做一些事情。
So we were hearing Krishna is the father of all living entities.
所以我们知道, Krishna 他是所有众生的父亲。
He's thinking, he's full of, he's concerned about all of us in this material world.
所以呢, 那么 Krishna 非常的关心这个物质世界里, 我们所每一个人。
He wants to bring us back.
所以他想把我们带回家。
So sometimes he will come himself in different incarnations.
所以呢, Krishna 有他以不同的化身, 亲自来到这个物质世界。
He will perform his different lilas.
然后他就上演他不同的lila, 逍遥时光,
to attract us.
去, 为了吸引我们,
that we will also want to come and join in his lilas.
这样呢, 我们就能够想到, 想到回家, 参与他的逍遥时光, lila.
And sometimes he sends his pure devotee.
然后有的时候呢, Krishna 派他的纯粹奉献者来到这个物质世界。
Sometimes he will empower his devotees to preach to us.
有的时候, Krishna 会授权他的纯粹奉献者来到这个物质世界, 向我们传教。
Because Krishna is concerned that we're rotting in this miserable place, and there's such a beautiful place waiting for us.
因为我们在, 因为 Krishna 他非常关心我们在这个物质世界里总 来回不停地游荡, 为了吸引我们回到美丽的地方去。
So, so Krishna is going to go on now. After describing about the spiritual world briefly, he's going to explain now about how we take, he's going to explain about how we determine our next body.
Krishna 在简短的描述了灵性世界之后呢, 他就讲述了, 是什么让我们,
what determines our next body?
那么是什么决定了我们下一个躯体?
First of all, in text 7. Text 7 is another important verse.
世节七是另外一个非常重要的世节。
Describes how the living entities are related to the Lord.
那这里描述了众生是怎么和 Krishna 相关的。
Yeah. We have a relationship with the Lord, but because of our senses and our mind, we're struggling.
但在这里我们和至尊 和主有关系, 但是我们由于生存受种种条件的限制, 所以, 包括心意在内的六种感官苦苦挣扎。
The dearmost object of everyone is Krishna.
那么对于每个人来说, 最亲爱的那个对象就是 Krishna.
Actually, we love Krishna more than anyone else.
实际上, 我们 应该爱 Krishna, 爱所有, 胜过爱, 胜过爱所有的其他的人。爱 Krishna 应该胜过爱所有其他的人。
But in conditional life, we love the body.
但是在受条件限制的状况下，我们却爱这个躯体。
But our love for this body is temporary.
但是我们对这个躯体的爱是短暂的。
This body is temporary.
这个躯体是短暂的。
Sometimes we say flickering.
我们说是那个转瞬，弹指一瞬。
It doesn't last for long.
它不会长，不会恒久。
Just like flowers, we bring the flowers.
就像是那个花一样。
And they bloom for a few days.
它那个开几天。
Of course, don't in the winter because it's colder, the flowers are lasting longer.
因为这个。因为现在是冬天了，所以呢，这个花呢，它持续的时间要长一点。
In the summer, they only last a day or two.
但是呢，在夏天的时候，它开几天就谢了。
So this body, it will last for some time, but not forever.
但是同样的，这个躯体也是，它存在一段时间，但是它不会永远的存在下去。
So we're very attached to the body.
所以呢，我们非常的依附这个躯体。
But as soon as the soul leaves the body, we're not attached to the body anymore.
但是一旦灵魂离开了这个躯体，我们再也不会依附这个躯体了。
Just like you may love someone, one of your family members very much, but once they die, the soul leaves the body, we cannot keep that body with us anymore.
就像是你家里，你有，就像是你非常喜欢你们家里的一个人，但是一旦他死去以后，你不能够把他的躯体。总是跟你留在一起。
The soul has gone.
这个灵魂离开了。
The person in the body has gone.
因为这个在这个躯体里面的那个人他已经走了。
So the person we really love is Krishna.
所以呢，我们真正要爱的人是 Krishna.
We don't really love the body.
我们不要真正我。那个躯体不是我们真正的爱。
But we think everyone is the body.
但是呢，我们却认为每一个人都是这个躯体。
Just like in Krishna's pastimes, you can read.
就像是 Krishna 的逍遥时光，您可以读到。
When Krishna was on Govardhan Hill.
当 Krishna 在 Govardhan 山上的时候。
This pastime took place after Lord Brahma had stolen all the cowherd boys and cows.
这个逍遥时光呢，是发生在主 Brahma 他偷走了牧牛童和小牛犊之后发生的事情。
What happened after Brahma stole all the cowherd boys and cows?
那么主 Brahma 他偷走了牧牛童和小牛犊之后发生了什么事情呢
？Who remembers?
谁记得
？Yes, what?
是 Krishna 给他演化那个小牧牛童还有。牛母牛那些还是回到家以后他们的父母都没发现
哦，很好非常好没有气地的奉献就是他知道了所以we're saying this she said that the ladiesThey didn't know that Krishna was taking the place of their children.
那些妇女们，她们并不知道是 Krishna 替代了那些牛童和母牛。
So one day, the cow while Krishna was playing the part of the cows and the calves, they were beside Govardhan Hill. They were at the site of Govardhan Hill. 有一天，那个叫 Krishna， 他把变成那个
啊，有一天 ，Krishna 变成了那些牧牛童和母牛，他又小牛犊又去到了 Govardhan 山脚下。
And the old cows, they saw the calves.
然后当这个母牛大的母牛看到他们的小牛犊之后
，Now the old cows, they were not Krishna.
但那些大母牛，他们不是由 Krishna 扩展成的。
But the little cows, they were Krishna.
但是小牛犊就是 Krishna 本人。
So when the old cows saw the little cows, they came running down the hill.
然后当大母牛看见小牛犊之后，他们迅速地扑向了这个小牛犊，跑向小牛犊。
And they came down running to the little cows, and they were giving all the milk from their udders to feed the little cows.
当他们跑到小牛犊跟前的时候，他们将他们把身上这个从他们那个乳房流出来的牛奶给喂养这个小牛犊，给小牛犊喝。
And the old men who were taking care of the old cows.
那些大的牧牛郎，他们就是照看那些母牛的大牧牛郎。
So the old men, they were angry at first. They thought, the old cows have all gone away, they've run away.
然后那些牧牛郎呢，他看到这一幕以后，都特别的生气，这个母牛怎么都跑到小牛犊那儿去给他们喂奶了呢？
But the old men, when they came down and they met all the little cowherd boys, then they were embracing them, embracing them.
对，但是呢，当那些牧牛郎们，他们又 他们看到自己的小牛童的时候，他们一看到他们就拥抱他们，亲吻他们，然后他们就闻他们的头。
You know why?
为什么？
Because they all love Krishna.
因为他们所有人全都爱 Krishna.
They didn't know that these boys and these calves were Krishna.
他们不知道这些小牛犊和这些小牧牛童都是 Krishna.
But Krishna is all attractive.
但是 Krishna 是最具吸引力的，
and they became attractive.
所以呢，他们被这个吸引。
We are also attracted to Krishna.
我们也受 Krishna 的吸引。
Of course, in Maya, because we're in this material world, we're in Maya.
因为我们在这个物质世界， 在Maya之中。
And we're attracted, our family, our children, our home.
所以呢，我们就被我们的家庭、被我们的孩子、被我们的家人吸引。
But the person we really love is Krishna.
但是呢，真正我们真正爱的人是 Krishna.
Whatever love we are giving to the family, the children, the country, it's actually meant for Krishna.
实际上，你对国家、对家人、对孩子所给予的爱，应该都给予 Krishna.
So, why? Because we are eternally part of Krishna.
因为为什么呢？ 是因为我们是 Krishna 永恒的所属部分。
Yeah, we are part and part. We have the same qualities, but different quantity.
我们和 Krishna 在质上是一样的，但是在量上不一样。
But because we have this material body, we're struggling.
因为我们有了这个物质躯体，所以我们苦苦挣扎。
We cannot control our mind or senses.
我们不能够控制自己的心意和感官。
So then in text 8, Krishna goes on to explain what happens. Text 8.
在这一物质世界，生物把它的不同的生命观从一个躯体带到另一个躯体，如同空气携带着芳香一样，这样它取得一种身体，又放弃它，接着又取得另一个躯体。So
Krishna is giving an example.
所以 Krishna 在这里举了一个例子。
Just like the air carries the aroma.
就像是空气携带芳香一样。
Sometimes, you know, you walk past the garden, or walk, this morning I came in this room and I walked to I smelled the flowers. Oh, nice smell of the flowers.
就像是你去到一个花园，然后你从那里经过。今天早上呢，我走到这个房间，你从这一大束花旁边经过以后，我就闻到了很香的味道。
But if you go outside and there's some rubbish out there, then you get the smell of the garbage.
但是如果你去到一堆垃圾屋，去到垃圾屋的话，那里有一大堆垃圾，你会闻到很臭的味道。It's
the same air.
所以空气还是一样的。But
there is a different smell in the air.
但是呢，空气的味道却不一样。In
the same way, our soul is pure.
所以呢。 同样的，灵魂是纯净的。
But it carries different consciousness.
但是灵魂携带着不同的知觉。
And the consciousness we carry is causing us to take the material body.
所以呢, 这种携带的, 这种不同的知觉, 导致我们有了这个物质躯体。
Krishna is explaining again in text 9.
Krishna 在第九世节里描述了, 解释了这一点。 生物得到另一个粗糙躯体, 就得到特定类型的耳朵, 眼睛, 舌头, 鼻子, 和触觉围绕心意。 这样, 生物便享受一些特定类型的感官对象。
In the purport, Prabhupada gives another example.
在要旨里面, 舍拉帕帕德举了另外一个例子。
He says, just like water is originally pure.
就像是水, 一开, 水是纯净的。
But if you mix some colors into it, then the water, the color of the water will change.
但是如果你在水里面混入颜料的话, 那么水就会变色。
In the same way, the soul is pure.
同样的, 灵魂是纯净的。
But the consciousness becomes covered by association with the material world.
但是知觉因为和物质世界, 因为和物质世界联系, 所以知觉被覆盖了。
Our pure consciousness is Krishna consciousness.
我们纯净的知觉, 纯粹的知觉是Krishna知觉。
We want to develop our original pure consciousness.
我们应该培养, 我们应该发展, 我们原本的纯净的Krishna知觉。
We speak about purifying our consciousness.
我们说了是在净化我们的知觉。
It means we get rid of all the contamination, the dirt from this consciousness.
那也就是说, 我们要去除掉知觉里的所有的不洁，所有的污染。
So what are these contaminations?
那这些污染是什么呢?
We were speaking the modes of nature.
我们刚才讲到了物质自然属性，物质自然形态。
Material desires.
还有物质欲望。
Identifying ourselves as belonging to a particular family or society.
我们认同于我们是属于某一个家庭，某一个社会。
We think I am a Chinese.
我们想我是中国人。
But the soul is not Chinese.
但是这个灵魂不是中国人。
The body is the same.
这个躯体是同一个。
The same blood, bones.
这躯体所有的躯体都是一样，就是血肉之躯，都是血肉之躯。
If we study medicine in America or Africa or India or China, it's the same science.
那么如果你要研究就是这个，美国的、印度的、中国的、南非的医学，全都是一样的。
We see so many Indian people coming to study medicine in China.
我们看到有很多印度人来到中国学医。
Well, the Chinese body is different from the Indian body.
那这个中国人的躯体跟印度人的躯体不一样。
Yeah. Is it different?
是不一样的吗?
The same, yeah.
是一样的。
Yeah, it's the same, yeah. Same material body, bones, veins, brain, heart.
物质躯体是一样的，血肉，骨髓，还有什么粘液等等。
And the soul in the body is the same also.
而且躯体里面的灵魂也都是一样的。
So we want to get free of all these designations.
所以呢，我们想从所有的这些名号当中解脱出来。
We want to be established in pure consciousness that I am not the body, I am the soul.
我们应该确立真正的纯净的知觉，我们不是这个躯体，是灵魂。
But not only that, don't stop there.
但是呢，不仅仅是这些，不要在这个层面上停止不前。
We have to understand what is the business of the soul.
我们必须要理解。 明白什么是灵魂的活动。
The soul is the servant of Krishna.
灵魂是Krishna的仆人。
We have to learn how to serve Krishna.
我们必须要学习怎么服务Krishna。
So this is the purpose of Krishna consciousness.
所以这就是Krishna知觉的目的。
Otherwise, we take another body.
否则的话我们就要再次投生。
Yeah, the mind will think of something and we take this another body.
那么心，那因为心意会想着别的事情，这样呢我们就会投得到另外一个躯体。
The subtle body, the mind, the intelligence and the ego goes with the soul.
那么这个心意、智性和假自我就会带着这个灵魂一起走。
And this helps us to these desires within the subtle body take us to another body in the material world.
那么这个精微的躯体所具有所有精微躯体的欲望就会带着这个灵魂进入到另外一个躯体当中。
So we'll go on, text 10.
第十十节，愚人无法了解生物如何能离开自己的躯体，在自然形态的迷惑下，他们也无法了解他们享用的是何种躯体，但受过知识锤炼的慧眼能洞察这一切。
Oh, this verse speaks about Jnana Chakshusha, one whose eyes are trained in knowledge.
这里提到了 Jnana Chakshusha, 指的是受过知识锤炼的眼睛慧眼。
We have to see through the eyes of scripture.
我们必须要通过经典的眼睛去看。
We say the dog,He gets now. He his understanding is by smelling everything.
我们知道狗是通过它的嗅觉闻那个味道来知道有是什么东西。
And materialistic people, they just depend on their eyes to see.
那么这个物质主义者呢？他们只是通过自己的物质的眼睛去看。
But a devotee will see through the eye of the scriptures with transcendental knowledge.
但是呢，奉献者他们通过知识，通过经典超然的知识的眼睛去看。
This is perfect vision.
这才是完美的视觉。
Just like we cannot see the soul.
就像是我们不能够看到灵魂。
But we can see it through the eye of scripture.
但是我们能够通过经典的眼睛看到我们是灵魂。
We see the deity here.
我们看到这里神像。
If we use our material eyes, we think, oh, it's simply brass, it's simply a statue.
那我们如果通过物质的眼睛去看的话，我们就想这只不过是铜做的。
But if we see through the eyes of scripture, we understand that the deity is none different from Krishna.
但是如果我们通过经典的眼睛去看的话，我们就看能够看到这个神像跟 Krishna 没有分别。
That it's a spiritual form.
这是灵性的形体。
So we have to see everything according to the scripture.
所以呢，我们必须要根据经典去看待一切。
We have to develop this vision.
我们应该培养这样的视域。
By reading these books, we will get transcendental knowledge.
通过阅读这本书《薄伽梵歌》，我们就能够得到超然的知识。
Then we want to apply it in our life.
这样呢，我们想去运用，把这门知识运用到我们的生活当中。
Therefore, Prabhupada explains in the purport here that at the end, the last three sentences.
在薄伽在第十世节的要旨的最后倒数三句话。
A person in such knowledge can understand how the conditioned living entity is suffering in the material existence.
有这样知识的人可了解受条件限制的生物是如何在这个物质存在中受苦。
Therefore, those who are highly developed in Krishna consciousness try their best to give this knowledge to the people in general, for their conditioned life is very much troublesome.
因此 Krishna 知觉高度发达的人努力把这一种知识带给一般人，因为一般人的生命受条件限制，苦不堪言。
They should come out of it and be Krishna conscious and liberate themselves to transfer to the spiritual world.
他们应该从中走出来，进入 Krishna 知觉，将自己解脱并升转至灵性世界。
Prabhupada wants us to have that mood ofBeing compassionate, trying to help others.
所以帕帕他想让我们具有这样的心态，去帮助那些受条件限制的灵魂。就是 Krishna 知觉，对他们应该有怜悯之心。
People may have difficulty to practice Krishna consciousness, and they may give up sometimes.
可能人们在修习 Krishna 知觉的 的时候遇到了困难，他们会放弃。
We should encourage them, come back. Come, please come, be with us.
我们应该鼓励他们，请他们回来，请求他们跟我们在一起。
Don't criticize them. Oh, you rascal, you fallen.
不要批评他们，说他们是恶棍，说他们堕落。
No, we should beg them, please come back and be with us.
我们应该祈求他们，请回来吧，跟我们在一起。
We should feel very sorry if someone comes to Krishna consciousness and leaves us.
我们应该觉得非常的懊悔，如果一些人修习 Krishna 知觉之后，他们又离开了，放弃了，应该感到懊悔，感到难过。
And of course, we should be compassionate also for those who have no Krishna.
而且同样的，我们也应该对那些没有 Krishna 知觉的人，对他们怀有怜悯之心。
And we think how to help them.
而且我们应该想怎么样去帮助他们。
Try to give them prasadam.
我们应该努力的给他们派 prasadam.
Give them the holy name.
努力的给他们圣名。
Try to let them read a book.
应该努力的让他们去阅读经典。
Or get them to do some service.
或者是努力的让他们去从事一些服务。
They can just do even a little service. It's great benefit for them.
即便他们做一点点奉献服务，他们也能够从这个奉献服务当中取得很大的益处。
Sometimes the ladies tell me they get their husband to go and buy the vegetables to offer the for the cooking the bhoga.
有一些妇女告诉我说，说他们的他让他们的丈夫去买菜，然后回来呢做饭，嗯，给神像供奉 bhoga。
Get their husbands to clean the floor for the altar.
请他们的丈夫呢，就是打扫地板，打扫这个窗户、窗台、神坛，打扫神坛，清洁神坛。
Just try to get engage them in some service.
他们就是努力的，就是让他们的丈夫去做一些奉献服务。
Okay, so then.Krishna is going to go on in text 12 up to 15. He's going to explain how he is maintaining this material world.
然后接下来 Krishna 从第十二世节一直到十五世节告诉我们他是怎样维系这个物质宇宙的。
Text 12, you can read.
十二，太阳的光华驱散整个世界的黑暗是从我而来的，月亮的光华和火的光华也从我而来。
The sun, the moon, fire, they all come from Krishna.
月亮、太阳的光还有火的光都是从 Krishna 那里来。
We cannot live without these things.
如果没有这一切的话，我们就活不了。
Yeah, if we have no fire, then no electricity.
如果没有火的话，就没有电。
What would we do if there's no electricity?
如果没有电的话，我们怎么办？
Would be great suffering, great.
我们就会很痛苦。
If there's no sun, no moon, then darkness everywhere.
如果没有月亮，没有太阳的话，四周都一片漆黑。
Krishna provides all these things just to maintain us.
所以 Krishna 他提供了这一切，就是为维系了这一切。
This material world is a dark, miserable place.
这个物质世界是一个黑暗的痛苦的地方。
The spiritual world, everything, they don't need the sun and the moon. It's all self, it's all, everything is illuminated.
在灵性世界里，一切都是自己发光的，在那里不需要月亮，也不需要太阳，都是一切都是光亮的。
But here we are, this world, and we're so dependent on Krishna.
但是在这个物质世界里，我们却独立于 Krishna。
You know, if the sun doesn't come up tomorrow, then we'll just be in darkness.
要是如果明天早上太阳不出来的话，那么世界就陷入一片黑暗。
If there's no fire, then we cannot cook anything.
如果没有火的话，我们就做不成饭。
How will we eat?
那我们吃什么？
That's a big problem.
那就大麻烦了，遇到大问题了。
We have to see how kind Krishna is to us.
所以我们应该去看到 Krishna 对我们是多么的仁慈。
Krishna is training us to see him in the different features of the world.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就是这样训练我们，通过各个方面去看这个物质，去看世界。
So, This is developing transcendental vision.
那么这就是在培养,
In text 13, Krishna explains more what he is doing.
那么在第十三十节, Krishna 进一步地讲述了他所做的。 我进入每一个星宿, 星宿便因我的能量在轨道上运行。 我化为月亮, 向一切植物提供生命的枝叶。
Krishna is holding all the planets in place.
Krishna 让所有的星球在轨道上运行。
Just like if we take our hand and take a lump of dust in our hand.
就像是我们用手, 擦一下地上的灰尘。
No.
抓一把这个土沙，抓一把沙一样。
Okay, and you hold a bunch of sand in your hand.
然后呢，你把这个沙拽在手里。
You know, then the hand, the sand is held in place by the hand.
那么这个沙呢，就是被手那个抓着放在手里。If
you open your hand, then all the sand falls around everywhere.
但是如果你打开你的手，松开你的拳头的话。
In the same way, Krishna is holding all the planets in the universe in place.
所以呢，同样的 ，Krishna 让所有的这些星球都稳稳的在他们的轨道上运行。
In his hand of the universal form.
他就是以他的这个宇宙形体的，之手。
You see the planets; they're not just falling everywhere. They're all in place, and they're moving very carefully.
那么这些宇宙的星球，它们不是说一盘散沙，而是在各自的轨道上有规律的运行。Because
they're all under the control of Krishna.
因为这些所有的这些星球都在Krishna的控制之下。The
scientists will say it's all due to gravity.
那么科学家说，所有的这些都是偶然发生的。不是偶然发生的，是gravity。由于重力，所以这一切是因为重力。 Gravity.
Who arranges for the gravity?
那么谁安排了这个重力呢? 引力.
That is Krishna's energy.
那么这种引力就是 Krishna的能量.
Holding everything in place.
那么 Krishna让所有的这些都在他们各自的轨道上.
And the vegetables, because of the moon, it puts the juice in the vegetables.
因为月亮，所以这个植物都有了。
Now, of course, sometimes they grow the vegetables in this So they don't get so much moonlight.
所以呢，在大棚里植物蔬菜在大棚里不能够得到很多月光的滋养。
Therefore, they don't have so much taste.
所以呢，它们吃起来不是很有味道。
That's why the vegetables today, they're not so tasty as they used to be.
所以呢，现在的这个蔬菜不像以前那么有味道了。
You grow things naturally in the moonlight, then everything has very nice taste.
那如果这些东西都是自然的，通过月光的滋养，那么它们就会很有滋味。So
just look how Krishna is doing so many things for us.
所以你们可以看到 Krishna 对我们做了多少事情。
Text 14 goes on to explain more.
第十四节介绍了更深入的介绍了。在每一生物的躯体里，我是消化的火焰，我又加入为生命之气，既出复出，既出复入，消化四种食物。
This is all to Krishna wants us to understand how he's made so many arrangements for us to maintain our life.
那么 Krishna 在这里是为了告诉我们，他是做了多少安排来维系我们的生命。The
fire of digestion in the body that is also coming from Krishna.
就像躯体里的消化的火焰，那也是来自于 Krishna.
The air of life is Krishna.
那生命之气也是来自于 Krishna.
And then text 15.
第十五十节.
A very famous verse.
这一世节是一个非常著名的世节。Easy
to remember, 15th chapter, 15th verse.
那这个十五章的十五世节容易记住。Krishna
is describing how he acts as a super soul.
Krishna 在这里解释了他是如何以超灵行事的。 我处于每个人的心里，记忆、知识、遗忘都由我而生。研习所有伟达经就了解我。实际上，我是维丹塔苏彻的编纂者，我精通一切伟达经典。
Prabhupada gives an example about this. He says, just like the man will take the dog for a walk.
那帕帕在这里举了一个例子，就像一个人牵着一只狗散步一样。
The man is taking the dog for a walk. Sometimes the dog stops. The man has to stop.
就像这个人他牵着狗散步，有的时候这个狗停下来，这个主人也得停下来。
Sometimes the dog runs. The man has to run.
那有的时候这个狗跑，那么那个牵着狗的人呢也得跑。
The man is taking the dog for a walk, but he's meant to be the master of the dog, but he's giving the dog some freedom.
但是这个牵着狗的那个主，这个人呢，他虽然是牵，他实际上应该是狗的主人，但是他给了这个狗自由意志。
Sometimes the dog will pass urine or stool.
有的时候这个狗拉屎拉尿。
The man has to wait.
这个人必须得等着拉完。
In the same way, Krishna, we're like the dog of Krishna.
所以同样的，我们就像是 Krishna 的狗。
Krishna gives us some freedom.
Krishna 给了我们一些自由意志。
As we like to act, he arranges for us to give knowledge or to forget.
那就像是 Krishna, 他如果就根据我们的行为 ，Krishna 给予我们知识，或者是让我们遗忘，
or to remember him.
或者是记忆。
So, we because just like the dog wants to enjoy, in the same way we are also trying to enjoy this material world.
就像是那个狗，它想去享乐一样，我们也想在这个物质世界里享乐。
But we're meant to be obedient to Krishna.
但是呢，我们应该是顺从 Krishna 的，听从于 Krishna 的。
Just like the dog is meant to be obedient to its master.
就像是那条狗，它应该听它主人的话。
We're meant to be obedient to Krishna.
所以呢，我们也应该听从 Krishna.
We're meant to surrender to him.
我们应该臣服归于 Krishna.
Krishna wants us to love. He wants us to love him.
Krishna 想让我们去爱 Krishna.
But he does not force us.
但是他不强迫我们这么做。
The super soul in the heart is like a director of a play.
我们心中的超灵呢，就像是我们这个，就像是指导我们玩游戏的指导者。
Sometimes the actor is acting in the play, and he forgets who he really is.
有的时候这个演员他演戏的时候他忘记了他自己到底是谁。
He's so absorbed in the drama and playing the part in the play that, you know, he just forgets about who he is.
因为这个演员他演戏太投入了，所以他就忘了自己到底是谁。
So the more he forgets his real self in the material world, the better he can act.
那么呢，如果他更多的很好的去忘记了他在这个物质世界里的真实身份，那么他就能够很好的去扮演这个戏剧里的角色。
So, in this material world, we are like people in a play.
所以呢，在这个物质世界里，我们就像是戏中人物一样。
We're actually soul.
但实际我们实际上是灵魂。
But we've forgotten we are souls.
但是我们忘记了自己是灵魂。
We're thinking I'm this body.
我们想我们是这个物质躯体。
I'm Li Hongping.
我是李红平。
But we're not.
但是实际上不是。
We're souls.
我们是灵魂。
Yeah, we're eternal souls, servant of Krishna.
我们是永恒的灵魂，我们永远是 Krishna 的仆人。
We're not Chinese, we're not male or female.
我不是中国人，我也不是男人女人。
But we're in this drama, we play this part.
但是呢，我们却在这个戏剧当中，我们扮演戏剧当中的人物。
And the super soul, the Lord in the heart, he is the director.
那么这个心中的超灵呢，他是导演。
He allows us to think. You know, he's guiding us, making it. Yeah, go ahead. You. But actually, we're not this body. We have a duty in the spiritual world. So the super soul is there in the heart, and he helps us to act in different ways.
所以呢, 在心中的超灵, 他就帮助我们以各种各样的方式活动。
If we want to forget Krishna, then he helps us.
如果我们想要忘记 Krishna, 那么超灵就会帮助我们忘记 Krishna.
We fall in the grip of Maya.
那我们就会堕入 Maya之中。
Krishna allows us to forget.
那么如果我们想堕入 Maya, Krishna就会允许我们, 让我们忘记他。
We forget our past lives.
我们忘记了我们的前一世。
Yeah, the super soul was arranged all that.
因为是超灵这么安排的。
But if we want to remember Krishna, Krishna also helps us.
但是如果你想去记起 Krishna, 记住 Krishna, Krishna也会帮助我们。
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, to those who are devoted to me and worship me with love, then I help them to come to me.
那么Krishna在《博迦梵歌》里说了，那些以爱心、满怀爱心服务我的人，我会帮助他们来到我跟前。
Krishna reciprocates.
Krishna会做出回应,
as we want,
会根据像如我们所愿的做出回应。
He knows our desires.
他知道我们的愿望。
The demons want to forget him.
恶魔想要忘记 Krishna.
The devotees want to remember him.
但是奉献者想要记住 Krishna.
So Krishna knows everyone's desire and he rewards them.
所以呢, Krishna他知道每个人的愿望, 所以他给予回应。
So a devotee knows also that whatever he's doing, it is also by the grace of Krishna.
那么奉献者也知道, 无论自己做了什么, 都是由于Krishna的仁慈。
That what they, when they speak, they pray to Krishna to impart, guide them, to help them to speak.
那么当奉献者要发话的时候, 那么他们就向Krishna祈祷, 祈祷Krishna能够指引他们去说话。
Yeah, when we're doing service for Krishna, we have to get the blessings of Krishna to do the service nicely.
所以当我们为Krishna服务的时候, 我们应该向Krishna祈求给我们祝福，给他做很好的服务。
One man in India, in the temple in Vrindavan, there was one Prabhupada godbrother who used to make prasadam for the devotees.
那么在Vrindavan, 印度的Vrindavan, 有一个奉献者, 他是Srila Prabhupada的灵性兄弟, 他经常就是给奉献者做饭。
So he would cook very nice, the devotees would say, oh, Prabhu, prasadam so good.
然后他做的饭很好吃，奉献者就吃得很高兴，说啊，Prabhu，你做的饭太好吃了。
And he would say, if it tastes good, thank Krishna.
然后那么这个Prabhu说，如果好吃的话，请感谢Krishna。
And if it's not good, then blame me.
然后如果做不好吃的话，你们就指责我吧。
This is devotee.
这才是奉献者。
We do nice service for Krishna, it is Krishna's mercy.
如果我们的奉献服务做得很好的话, 那么这就是Krishna的仁慈。
And if it's not good, it's our fault.
如果做得不好的话, 就是我们的错误。
We shouldn't think when everything is very good, ah, we're very great, I did it.
但我们不应该这么想, 一切都很好的话, 我想我太伟大了。
They had the devotees in, when they did a big program, many people came, it was very successful.
有一个奉献者他做了一个非常成功的节目，做了一个很大的节目，很多奉献者来，这个节目非常的成功。
And afterwards they met with Prabhupada.
然后一段时间之后他遇到了帕布帕德。
And the devotees said, Prabhupada, we did it.
然后帕布帕说，我们做得很好。
Prabhupada没有说，奉献者说，奉献者，我们做了，奉献者说，我们做了，我们做了。我们做的那么好啊，Prabhupada said, you never did anything, Krishna did it.
然后Srila Prabhupada回答说，你什么都没做，是Krishna在做。
And when things go wrong, we say, Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy, Prabhu. But actually, Krishna is the super, in the heart, he is guiding us, arranging everything.
实际上 Krishna 他以超灵在每个人心中指引一切安排一切
He gives the ability to the senses
他给予这感官能力
And we can perform wonderful things with the blessings of Krishna
藉着 Krishna 的祝福 我们能够做出奇妙的事情
So a devotee always prays to Krishna please engage me in your service
所以奉献者总是向 Krishna 祈祷 请让我为您服务吧
There's a nice prayer in the Chaitanya Charitamrita
Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面有一个很好的祷告
Mukham karoti vachalam pangam langayate giri Yad kripa tamaham bande Shri Gurum dinatarima The meaning is that a lame man can cross mountains
那么这个祷文是这个样子的即使是一个跛子他也能够翻山越岭
A lame man, can, you know, crippled man,
yeah.
can cross mountains.
其实是一个瘸子，他也能够翻山越岭。
And the blind man can see the stars.
即使是一个瞎子，他也能够看到满天的星斗。
And a dumb man can recite poetry.
即使是一个哑巴，他也能够成为一个诗人。
By the mercy of Krishna and his devotees.
这一切都是急着奉献者的仁慈 Krishna和奉献者的仁慈
So Krishna is the ability
所以Krishna就是那个能力
So in this verse Krishna also explains the importance that the significance of the Vedas.
在这里这个诗节，在十五诗节， Krishna 也强调了韦达经的重要性。
Yeah, by the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I'm the knower of the Vedas.
实际 Krishna 在这里说，实际上我是韦丹特书册的编撰者，我精通一切韦达经典。而且研究韦达经典的目的就是为了了解我。
So Krishna also arranges for the Vedas for our benefit. So
Krishna 为了造福于我们, 他编撰了韦达经。
Yeah, we're hearing how Krishna is maintaining us and helping us in this world.
所以我们现在知道了 Krishna 在这个世界上是怎么帮助我们。
And he has given us the Vedas.
而且他给予了我们韦达经。
Because from the Vedas we can come to know Krishna.
因为通过韦达经，我们就能够了解Krishna.
We need to get knowledge of Krishna.
我们需要去得到有关Krishna的知识.
Knowledge of Krishna will bring us out from this material world.
有关Krishna的知识能够让我们超脱这个物质世界.
We can go back home, back to God.
这样就能够回归守神，重返家园。
Now, the final section of this chapter is called the Trisloki Gita. The verses deal with the three aspects of transcendental knowledge.
那么这个知识呢，是讲述的是超然知识的三个方面。
That there are three departments in the Vedic literatures, three departments of knowledge in all scriptures.
那在所有的经典典籍当中有三部.
One part is sambandha gyan, knowledge of the relationship between the Lord and the living entities.
一部分就是 sambandha, 指的是生物体与至尊跟守神之间的关系.
Then the second part is abhidaya, the process of devotional service.
那么第二部分就被称为Abhidaya 指的是奉献服务的程序
And finally, then there's Prayojana
那么最后一部分就是Prayojana
Prayojana means the goal of devotional service
那Prayojana的意思就是奉献服务的目标
So there is, first of all, the knowledge of the relationship between the Lord, the living entities, and the material world.
那么首先呢,第一部分就是关于物质,生物体跟至尊主之间,灵性世界,物质世界的知识。
Then secondly, the process of acting in that relationship.
那么第二个部分的知识就是关于怎么样在这种关系中去活动的知识。
And then finally, the goal of these activities.
那么最后一部分就是关于这个活动的目标。
So these are explained clearly in the next few verses.
所以呢,接下来的这几个诗节呢,非常清楚地解释了这 知识的三个方面
16, 17 and 18 verses 16, 17 and 18 all describe Sambandha Gyan, knowledge of the relationship.
第16, 17, 18节 解释的就是 Sambandha Gyan 解释的就是关于生物体与至尊主之间的关系的知识。
We learn that there are two types of living entities.
我们知道有两种生物体。
One is fallible and one is infallible.
一种是犯错误的生物体,一种是永不犯错误的生物体。
In this material world, we are fallible.
在这个物质世界里,我们都是犯错误的。
But in the spiritual world, the living entities are infallible.
但是在灵性世界里,生物体是永不犯错误的。
Although we are fallible, we can become infallible.
但即便我们是容易犯错误的,但是我们可以成为不犯错误的。
Yeah, we can be elevated.
我们可以得到提升。
And then text 17 describes that there's a supreme Lord.
那么第十七世节解释的讲述了至尊主。
And it mentions here that he enters the three worlds and he is maintaining them.
在这里说到了至尊主本人进入三个世界，进入三界之中，并维系他们。
And text 18 also describes the Supreme Lord.
第十八世节也描述了至尊主。
That he is celebrated both in this world and in the Vedas as the Supreme Person.
在这里说到了，说 Krishna 说我是最为伟大的，因此世人和伟大经都赞美我为至尊主至尊者。
Then text 19 describes the process of devotional service.
第十九世节就是讲述的奉献服务的程序。
You can read the verse.
Bharata 之子呀，谁知道作为至尊人格守神的我毫无怀疑，谁就知晓一切，他就会全心全意的为我做奉献服务。
Yeah, the goal is to know Krishna.
那么目标是了解 Krishna.
And we have to know him without any doubts.
而且我们应该毫无怀疑地了解这一点。We
have to be convinced about Krishna consciousness.
我们必须要确信 Krishna 知觉。Don't
be weak.
不要脆弱。Oh
yeah, we have to get strong in Krishna consciousness by regularly hearing and chanting.
我们应该通过唱诵、聆听，要培养强烈的 Krishna 知觉，坚定的 Krishna 知觉。Stay
in the association of devotees.
应该始终和奉献者联谊。Try
to take advantage wherever you get the chance to associate with devotees.
无论你一旦得到机会，就应该和纯粹奉献者联谊。And
then the final verse is the goal of life, love of God.
那么最后一个诗节就讲述的是目标，对主的爱。
Read the verse.
无罪的人啊，这是伟达圣典最为机密的部分。现在由我揭示了，谁了解就会变得有智慧。他的努力也将使他能够知晓完美是什么。
Arjuna is described as sinless.
Arjuna 在这里被描述为无罪的人。And
Prabhupada mentions that to perform To understand Krishna, we have to be free of sin.
那么帕帕说, 如果要想了解 Krishna, 我们必须要完全脱离罪恶。
So if you do devotional service, you can get free of sin.
那么如果从事奉献服务的话, 就能够脱离罪恶。
Devotional service is very powerful.
奉献服务非常有力量。
Are there any questions?
有什么问题吗?
Yeah.
relationship among the Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana, they're parallel, or they just a step by step relationship?
Well, first you have to get Sambandha Gyan. You should have Sambandha Gyan, then you can do devotional service.
首先呢，必须要得到Sambandha Gyan，Sambandha Gyan 就是关于这个生物体跟至尊主之间的关系的这个知识， 然后你才会去从事奉献服务。
If people chant and they don't know about who Krishna is or what they're chanting,
那如果人们去念诵， 但是他们不知道Krishna是谁， 他们唱诵的是什么，
they get some benefit.
他们会得到益处。
But if they have Sambandha Gyan, if they understand who Krishna is and they understand about the holy name, they will get more benefit.
但是如果他们有了Sambandha Gyan, 关于Krishna跟生物体跟Krishna之间的关系的知识， 并知道他们唱诵的是什么，他们就会得到更多的益处。
If we give people prasadam, they don't know what it is, they just eat it.
如果你给人们prasadam吃，他们只是吃，但是他们不知道吃的是什么。
They get some benefit.
他们也会得到益处。
But if they understand this food has been offered to Krishna, it is spiritual food, then they get more benefit.
但是如果他们知道这个食物已经事先被供奉给了Krishna， 而且是灵性的食物， 那么他们会得到更多的益处。
So, Sambandha Gyan will help us to do devotional service more powerfully, more effectively.
所以呢， Sambandha Gyan 它会帮助我们更有效的， 更有力量的去从事奉献服务。
And by doing devotional service in the proper manner, then we can get the goal of life, love of God.
那么在处在恰当的正确的这种心态当中去从事奉献服务， 就会达到这个奉献服务的目标， 生命的目标。
Of course, once you get love of God, you will continue to do devotional service.
当然了，当
you can 得到 Krishna
得到 Krishna 的爱， 你还会继续从事奉献服务。
And you will continue also to understand more and more Sambandha Gyan, to get more knowledge and understanding of Krishna.
而且你会继续得到更多有关 Sambandha Gyan 的知识， 对 Krishna 有更多的了解。
So the three things are that can be connected.
所以呢， 这三， 他们三者之间是互相联系的。
No, but they continue. You don't do the first and then stop and then do the second.
他们是继续的，连续性的， 不是说你只是。
Part of devotional service is to hear all that Sambandha Gyan.
那么这个奉献服务的， 就是 Sambandha Gyan， 聆听 Sambandha Gyan 的知识是奉献服务的一部分。
But the scriptures, the contents of the scriptures are described, they're put into these three categories.
那么这个经典里面的内容呢， 就把这三个主题就放到了这个经典里面。
Just like Prabhupada went through Bhagavad Gita and he analyzed which verses are Sambandha Gyan, which verses are Abhideya, and which verses are Prayojana.
就像是Prabhupada这个写这个 著作的时候， 他就是指，
Prabhupada 看《Bhujavangada》的时候， 看所有的世界什么是描述，
帕帕在看这个世界， 《Bhujavangada》的时候， 他看到了哪一个世界是描述的Sambandha Gyan， 哪个世界是描述的Abhideya， 哪个世界是描述的Prayojana的知识。
Yeah.
有这样的分类。
Yeah. Before it was published in a Vyasa Puja book, not all the verses, but he picked out some verses. He said, "This is Sambandha, this is Abhideya, this is Prayojana." Mm. Just like, you know, you say, approaching the spiritual master, this is part of the process of devotional service.
就像是去接近一位灵性导师，这也是奉献服务的一部分。
But the knowledge about the soul, the body change, this is Sambandha Gyan.
但是关于这个灵魂的知识， 关于这个躯体变化的知识， 这是属于 Sambandha Gyan.
We've been hearing about the material world, that's also Sambandha Gyan.
我们在这里聆听， 就是有关于这个物质世界的相关的知识， 这也是属于 Sambandha Gyan.
cryogenic gun is where you have Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita in the 6th chapter, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, nor is he lost to me.
那么 Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》里的一个世界里说到了，十六世界里面说到了说， 对于那些人，他对于那些在一切之中看到我的人， 他不会失去我， 我也不会失去他。
That's prayojana.
这就是这属于prayojana的知识。
Krishna also says, when you're constantly devoted to me, I give the understanding to come to me. That's also prayojana.
Krishna说，如果你恒常的为我做奉献服务，那么我会赐予你理解力，使你来到我跟前。这也属于prayojana的知识。
prayojana的知识。 没有，我们没有说什么是这个是一个是完美。We don't make distinction about, but you know, because everyone according to their own nature has a particular position in the spiritual world.
那么每一个人呢，根据他们各自的本性，在物质世界里都有特定的这个位置。
Somebody who's a cowherd boy, he thinks being the cowherd boy is the highest position.
那么有些人他是在灵性世界里是牧牛童，他就认为牧牛童的地位是很完美的了，境界是很完美的，最完美的。那到底有没有那个说法，三个世界，灵性世界里三个星球，一个是完美，更完美，和最完美。Well,
in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya compares them to different sugar, different levels of refining sugar.
那在Chaitanya Charitamrita，主Chaitanya就说这个就像是糖的不同的状态。
Yeah, when they make sugar, you start with sugar cane juice, then becomes molasses.
但是当一开始的时候，你做糖就是从这个甘蔗里面提取这个糖分。
Then it becomes molasses, like a syrup. Molasses, a syrup.
糖浆，然后做成，把它那个制成糖浆，熬成糖浆。
And they keep stirring it, and stir, it becomes thicker and thicker.
然后呢，接着就是不停的熬啊熬，把它熬得越来越浓。
Yeah, no, of course, you know, as you said, Krishna says in Bhagavad, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says Krishna in Dwarka is perfect, in Mathura he's more perfect, and in Vrindavan he's most perfect.
我们可以在Chaitanya Charitamrita里面就说到了说，在Dwarka的Krishna是很完美的，在那个Mathura的Krishna更为完美，在Vrindavan的Krishna最完美。So,
these are, yeah, different understandings.
有不同的理解。
没有。
In Vrindavan, there are two, three deities.
Oh.
Yeah, according to the.
Oh, they're presiding deities of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are three deities.
They can give the knowledge on these three parts? How to understand?
Well, you can read that in the Adi Lila, in the first part of the Adi Lila.
可以在阿迪丽拉的第一部分阅读到这有关这方面的讯息.
Sambandha Gyan, the pray to Madan Mohan.
Sambandha Gyan 就是向 Madan Mohan 祈祷.
Jayatam Suratur Pango Mama Manda Matyargiti Sarvaswapadam Bodo Radha Madana Mohana. Though I am lame and cripple-minded, but Madan Mohan is helping me to cross over the ocean.
那么，虽然我是一个跛子，一个聋，但是呢，Madan 像 Madame Moham 祈祷，她能够帮助我跨越海洋。
So, Krishna Das Kaviraj describes how when he was asked to write Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那就是Krishna Das Kaviraj 他在撰写 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的时候，他向主祈祷怎么样去撰写这部著作。
So he went to all the deities. He went to Madame Mohan. He went to Govinda. He went to Gopinath.
所以呢，他去到了所有这三个神像面前 ，Madame Mohan、Govinda 和 Gopinath 面前。
And he asked them, got the blessings.
那他向这些神像祈祷，赐予他祝福。
So if you get Sambandha Gyan, naturally you want to use it to do more devotional service.
如果你想得到就是 Sambandha Gyan, 得到更多这方面的知识，去做更多的奉献服务。
And the more you get Sambandha Gyan, the more you want. You know, you can never know everything about Krishna.
那么如你得到了这个 Sambandha Gyan 的知识越多，你就会越来越了解到自己永远也不能明白 Krishna.
And the goal is to develop love for Krishna.
而且这个目标就是要培养对 Krishna 的爱。
If we love Krishna, then we will do devotional service.
如果我们爱 Krishna 的话，我们就会去从事奉献服务。
So this distinction is made because different verses in scriptures all refer to these three different things.
为什么有这样的分别？是因为所有的这些经典、这些诗节都跟这三个主题相关。
Any other questions?
还有其他别的问题吗？
Bala Shmai. Yeah?
How do you understand the Diksha Guru give us Sambandha Gyan and the instructive Guru give us Abhideya Gyan?
But there's no difference between the instructing spiritual master and the initiating spiritual master.
但是启迪灵性导师和训示灵性导师之间没有分别。
No, they're all representing Krishna.
他们全都是 Krishna 的代表。
We will receive that knowledge.
我们应该接受这样的知识。
We should not think, oh, he's not my instructing, he's not my Diksha Guru, so I won't hear from him.
所以我们不应该这么想，因为他不是我的启迪灵性导师，所以我不要听他的，不应该这么想。
That is very foolish.
这样想的话是很愚蠢的。
Go and hear from everyone.
应该去听他们的。
You cannot think you're in it because someone gives you initiation, he will teach you everything.
你不应该这么想，因为他启迪了我，所以他能够教我所有的知识。
We have to learn from everyone we can.
我们应该尽可能的向每一个人学习。
I was initiated by Prabhupada.
我是由 Prabhupada 启迪的。
But Prabhupada never taught me anything.
但是并不是希拉帕帕亲手告诉我了，教授了我所有的东西。
Not directly.
他不是直接的。
I learned from Prabhupada's disciples.
我是从希拉帕帕的门徒那里学习到的。
And I read Prabhupada's books.
而且我阅读希拉帕帕的书籍。
It's the same.
这是一样的。
Don't think this because the spiritual master gives you initiation, so he's your property.
所以呢，不要认为因为灵性导师给了你启迪，灵性导师就是你的财产。
So he has to teach me everything.
所以他应该告诉我，他应该教授我一切。
No, but he connects you to Krishna.
因为他能够把你和 Krishna 连接上。
And in ISKCON, we have many spiritual masters.
而且在 ISKCON, 我们有很多的灵性导师。
They're all your gurus.
他们全都是你的灵性导师。
They're all giving you spiritual knowledge.
他们全都在给予你灵性知识。
If you're thinking, no, no, he's not my guru. I only want to hear from my guru.
如果你想，不不不，他不是我的 guru， 我只想从我的 guru 那里聆听。
Then you're not going to hear much.
那样你就不会去听他们的，听。
You're going to lose a lot of opportunities.
这样你就会失去大量的机会。
Spiritual master is just a postman.
那灵性导师就像是邮递员。
He's delivering the mail.
他就是传递这个信件。
Are you going to tell a no, I don't want you to bring me the letter. Tell that I want my other postman to come.
你会跟这个邮递员说不，我不要你送来的信，你告诉另外一个那个邮递员。
Then you're an old fool.
那么你肯定是个傻子。你是老，old fool. Old fool,
yeah.
老傻，老傻瓜。
Who said this? Where have you got this from? This is nowhere in Prabhupada's books. You understand the relationship by based on Shastra. Understand everything according to scripture. We were saying, see through the eyes of scripture. This is not in Prabhupada's books.
这个帕帕的书籍没有写这些。
Don't speculate.
不要推测。
In preaching to people, you should try to begin first of all by explaining to them they're not the body. Try to get them to understand the soul and that the soul is eternal. We take births and we reincarnate.
那么应该努力的让他们明白，我们不是这个躯体，我们是灵魂，然后有关于轮回的知识。
Try to get them to understand that first.
那么首先让他们明白，试图努力的让他们明白，首先让他们明白这个知识。
Because without understanding that, they'll never understand who Krishna is.
因为如果他们不首先明白这一点的话，他们永远也不能明白Krishna是谁。
Don't just immediately try to tell them about Krishna.
不要立刻就告诉他们有关Krishna的。
You can tell them to chant Hare Krishna mantra.
你可以告诉他们唱诵Hare Krishna mantra.
But don't start telling them too much about Krishna.
但是一开始的时候不要急于求成的告诉他们Krishna，直接的告诉他们Krishna。
First they have to learn who they are.
首先他们应该明白他们自己是谁。
Then after they understand who they are, then they can try to understand who Krishna is.
当他们明白了自己是谁的时候，他们才能够明白Krishna到底是谁。
这个第十三章第五节。Chapter 13, verse 5. 倒数第五行，倒数第五。等会儿。倒数第五。第二段。倒数第五。这上面写的，钥匙啊，物质决定要享乐。 生物要决定要享乐，欲自己极乐本能相契合。就这句话当中有一个自己这两个。第二段。第二段。第十三章第五。对。第二段。嗯。As
stated before.
要旨。啊。要旨。啊。第五。第五行，倒数第五。
That. If the living entity decides to enjoy 按着自己极乐本性，按着 conquer。
你是什么角色？我在那。
这些要是生物决定要享乐，为自己与自己与自己极乐本能相契合，这个自己这两个、自己是指的亏是哪还指的生物。
So what, how to understand oneself? Oneself refers to Krishna or the individual soul.
这个 himself 是这个个体灵魂 individual soul，
是指的个体灵魂。
个体灵魂跟谁契合、
对，
跟 Krishna 契合
吗？跟 Krishna
与自己极乐本能相契合。
嗯，
自己有极乐本能。
这是什么？
So in dovetailing with Anand.
Ananda Maya， 个体灵魂跟那个 Ananda Maya 合在一起，
就是个体灵魂跟这个极乐相契合。
跟 Krishna 极乐。
嗯。
So refers Krishna's Ananda Maya or individual soul's Ananda Maya.
The individual soul comes to that level of Ananda Maya.
是指的是个体灵魂到达那个极乐。层面，到达极乐本能的层面，到达极乐本能的层面，指的是个体灵魂。
这指导就是这个自己这俩都是谁？自己是亏是那还是生物体？
生物体。
生物体。
哦，自己的极乐本能。这生物体有极乐本能。行，好，谢谢。
Yeah, he dovetails. The living entity connects. He dovetails with the supreme.
嗯，指的是个体灵魂的这个跟 Krishna 的相契合。
现在就是我知道，但是我就觉得这个自己不知道是说的 Krishna 自己，还是说的生物体自己。
OK， 今天到啊，还有问题？No, OK， 可以。
你继续讲，在一个后面，他得到第一次启迪后，第二次启迪是另外一个灵性导师启迪的。那么这个训练者跟那个第二个启迪，就是第二个启迪，他给他第二次启迪那个灵性导师的关系是什么样的关系？
Well, if the person who gives the first initiation, if he dies.Then you have to take someone else.
那如果第一次得到第一次就是启迪的那个灵性导师给予第一次启迪的那个灵性导师他引迹了，那么之后。
Then you have to take initiation from another person.
那么要取得第二次启迪，必须要从另外一个灵性导师那里。
But when you come to worship, you only worship the first initiating spiritual master.
但是谈到这个崇拜的话，你就是需要你。就是崇拜你的启迪灵性导师。
The first,
首先，
第一次
，第一次，就是第一次启迪的那个灵性导师。
Yeah, this is a system.
这是这个制度。So what's the relationship between the disciple with the guru who gave the Brahmana initiation?
You should respect him like the spiritual master.
应该就是像那个尊敬自己的启迪，第一次启迪的灵性导师，尊敬跟他尊敬他一样的去尊敬给你第二次启迪的灵性导师。
The etiquette is that even if you're not initiated by someone, if someone is the god brother of your spiritual master, you should think of them like your spiritual master.
那么还有就是，甚至你即使是你没有从其他的灵性导师那里得到二次启迪。但是其他的那些灵性导师是我们的第一次启迪的灵性导师的兄弟，那就应该像尊敬我们的第一次启迪灵性导师一样尊敬他的这个灵性兄弟。
Lord Chaitanya's time,
在主切坦尼亚的那个时代的时候
you know, if he met someone who was a god brother of his spiritual master Ishwara Puri, he would offer obeisances to him.
那么在主切坦尼亚的时代的时候，当主切坦尼亚遇到了他的灵性导师 Ishwara Puri 的灵性兄弟时，他就会向他们表示敬意。
Actually, the system for the altar, we should keep Prabhupada's picture, and then after Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada's spiritual master, Gorkishore Das Babaji, then Bhaktivinoda, then Jagannath Das Babaji.
实际上这个制度它是这个样子的，关于神坛的这个制度，是神坛上有Srila Prabhupada的照片，然后Srila Prabhupada的以前的他的Srila Prabhupada的灵性导师的照片，然后先前的那些灵性导师的照片，这样子。
And in our temples, we don't put the present spiritual master's picture on the altar.
在这个正式的庙里面，我们不把在世的现在在世的灵性导师的照片放在神坛上。
We keep it at the site.
我们把这个神在世灵性导师的照片放在旁边。
And then when you want to offer something, then you can bring the picture in.
那么就是说，当你要去做供奉的时候，你可以把这个照片就是拿出来放的。
So you can keep the picture of your first initiating the first spiritual master.
这样你可以把这个你给你第一次启迪的灵性导师的照片放在这个神坛的上。
那假设就是说，我们在这个
当然，有应该有跟神的关系。就是为了崇拜，我们就崇拜第一世启迪的灵性。有的人他们喜欢放两个照片，有的人他们喜欢放第一世启迪还有第二世启迪的灵性老师，放两个照片、可是你的启迪灵性老师还是第一个，
just and the Shiksha Guru give the second initiation through the Diksha Guru or just Diksha, Shiksha Guru himself gave.
Yeah, he's just giving the mantra.
他只是给这个mantra.
You know, he's giving the Gayatri mantra, he's giving it what as he heard it from his spiritual master. coming through the disciples, etc. 通过使徒
传
习
给予这个 Gayatri Mantra。
因为他们兄弟，他们是地位一样，所以没有分别。外在看起来不一样，可是地位一样。好，我们说达摩达拉，Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Jai